This is Marketplace Money from APM. Jeepers, what time is it?
Mail time. Mail time. Mail
time. Mail's here.
Yay, it's mail time. We'll hit the phones in just a sec. First, I want to answer a couple of questions that popped up on Facebook and in our Marketplace Money inbox this week. Julie posted on Facebook about getting sales calls from companies despite the fact that her number is on the no-call registry. Is there a way to make the call stop, she asked. And I'm afraid the answer to that is maybe not so much. I was talking to the Federal Trade Commission the other day. They said to me, you know what you got to do? You got to go to our website and you got to log a complaint and we'll see what we can do, but we can't make any guarantees. Looks like there's more and more marketers who are just happy to sneer at the do not call list these days. Hang in there. Hope for the best. We also got something here from William in New Salem, Massachusetts, wrote to ask whether he can score a free credit report. And the answer to that is, you betcha. And what you do is you go online to annualcreditreport.com. They're all there. And here's a totally cool tip for you. If you space them out 4 months apart, one from each different credit reporting agency, you can have credit monitoring on the cheap, i.e. free, for an entire year. Here's also another cool tip for you. AAA outfits in various states will actually offer you free Experian credit monitoring. And all you've got to do is sign up for it. You got to give them your social security number, but that's not the worst of all possible worlds. And you get it a free email every month telling you how your credit report is doing. It doesn't cover all of the credit reporting agencies, but it covers one. And that's a good start. So go to the website of your local AAA, and that'll tell you what you need to know to keep things intact. All right, let's go to the phones. Our first caller is Elizabeth, calling from Brookfield, Vermont. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello, how are you?
Great. I have this image of Brookfield, Vermont, snowy and beautiful and pastoral. I know you've had a lot of stormy weather this week, but is it like a postcard or what?
Well, it could be a postcard. It depends where you are. If you're up in the mountains, it's certainly a postcard. In other parts of the state, near where I live, it's out in the country, but it's starting to melt. We're beginning to have hints of mud season.
Mud season doesn't sound so fun.
Mud season is one of the trials of living in New England.
What about the maple syrup? Is it bodacious or what?
Vermont maple syrup is always good, unquestionably.
Don't you think other New Englanders might take issue with that?
No.
Well said. And the Chamber of Commerce gives her a standing ovation. Yay! All right, what can I do for you?
Well, a few weeks ago, my credit card, the only one that I have, was compromised. And in the course of getting excellent customer service from the bank and getting a new card and all that, I then got a follow-up letter from the bank that said that based on my spending habits, they were going to lower my credit limit.
That's a fine how do you do.
Now, on the one hand, I've had a higher credit limit on this card for all these years than anyone is entitled to. And so on the one hand, it didn't bother me until I began thinking about credit scores, which is your debt compared to your credit limit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, if they lower my credit limit, what is going to happen to my credit score? And I called the bank back, and they said, you need to call the credit reporting bureau. Well, you can't do that anymore.
Not
unless
at all.
You subscribe to them.
And even then, I mean, you've got to have sneaky private numbers and things.
Probably so. So since my window to opt out of this lowering of the credit limit expires soon, what should I do?
All right, I got answers for you, Elizabeth.
Good.
And the first answer is going to be opt out away. But first of all, before I get there, I just want to give you some props for limiting yourself to one piece of plastic. It's all you need, it sounds like. You don't need more. You've resisted all the other solicitations and come-ons from the world of credit to expand your horizons, and that's good.
Well, I hate to tell you, but now I have two cards.
Oh, well, see, after I sat here and poured maple syrup all over you, and now listen to this.
I have one for online shopping and one to carry around.
Hey, this is all smart. I always tell people no more than three pieces of plastic. So you're under the quota, and that's good.
Oh, good. All
and
right.
Also, you get milk and cookies for understanding the whole debt-to-credit ratio. In other words, how much you are actually borrowing versus how much you can borrow, how much credit you have. And the best rule of thumb here is if you keep that ratio to around 30%, give or take, mm-hmm. with plenty of headroom. Creditors look at you and go, ooh, what a good girl. God, we like her. She's just terrific. Now, as you correctly noted, if your credit limit comes down, the amount of headroom you have above your borrowing also shrinks.
Right.
And
right.
thus your debt-to-credit ratio gets bigger. Thus you look like more of a risk to the creditors, and that's not a good thing.
But if the credit limit drops, which I understand is a business advantage to them, but it's still got this, if I've spent no more than 30% of that, does lowering the credit have any effect at all?
No, it'd be negligible. But okay. if your prior use of the plastic was such that you know, you were able to get by, obviously, with that higher limit, if it comes down and you're still able to maintain 30%, great.
Okay.
More power to you. But chances are you're going to be backed into a corner a little bit unless you just never use this plastic at all.
I've had that card for so long that I went through all the years when all you had to do was sneeze and they raised your credit limit.
All right. Well, my advice to you, Elizabeth, is see if you can opt out. See if you can maintain the higher credit limit.
All right.
Just simply because not only does it give you more wiggle room as a borrower, but it just makes you look that much cooler in terms of your debt-to-credit ratio.
Thank you. Well, that's what I thought I should probably do, but I wanted a little bit of corroboration there.
That's the smart play, and enjoy the syrup. All right. Thank you very much, Elizabeth.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
And from one snowy place to another, let's go to Joseph calling from Greenwich, Connecticut. Hiya, Joseph.
Hi, how are you doing?
So what do you do?
I'm a hairdresser.
Okay. And at this season, are people more worried about their hair or less worried about their hair because they're wearing a hat?
I think they're more worried about their taxes, honestly.
As well they should be. I mean, it's like here in L.A., when the weather gets bad or what passes for winter around here, all the trainers at the gym just have nothing to do, you know, until beach weather comes around again.
That's true.
So what do you do with your time when you're not snipping hair?
Saving money.
You're like a dream caller for this show.
Yeah.
Love that kind of thing. Okay, what can I do for you?
Well, we are taking my 83-year-old mother and helping her get into assisted living. And that means closing down her apartment. And basically, she has no assets except for Social Security, which is $700 a month. And she's got a 1995 Toyota Corolla. That is it. And we discovered that she has about 10 credit cards, mostly store cards, with about a $20,000 credit limit. So we have since canceled all the cards and all of that. But my question is, how does that happen, first of all? How does someone with that limited of an income get that big of a credit line? And what happens to the debt now that she is basically all of her assets will be going for Medicare and Medicaid?
Well, first of all, when it comes to that balance, you want to get rid of it. I mean, do what you can. Pool your resources as a family. Do what you can to get mom off the hook, because that's the last thing somebody living on Social Security needs to be worrying about. Now, more to the point, I'm guessing what happened here, and it's just insidious, is every time mom went to some retailer that she likes, those guys said, oh, and jeepers, if you open up a store credit card, we can give you a 10% discount. We can give you a 15% discount. And she probably jumped at it.
Right.
Thinking that it was a smart play because she was going to save some money and not thinking about the consequences that she's going to keep racking up all this plastic. And in the eyes of creditors, therefore, she starts looking like a bigger and bigger risk to them, which can play havoc with her credit score. And as you've noticed, it makes it so much easier to start running up balances.
Yeah.
So it's a real dangerous game. And I always encourage people not to fall for it. I mean, if you can afford something at your favorite retailer, great. If it's the kind of store that you're just going back to time and time again, yeah, maybe get their plastic. But by and large, you don't need store plastic. Now, if your mom is in the state that you say she's in, have you talked about power of attorney with her?
Well, my older brother has power of attorney. We're ahead of that part of the game. I mean, basically, she will be kind of out of the consumer game from here on out.
Joseph, your mom's in assisted living. Why?
Well, mild dementia. She just doesn't take her medications, forgets to eat, that kind of stuff.
Now, when you say mild dementia, that sounds like it can be very scary. Is she still functional?
She's still functional, but she needs 24/7.
Can she look after her finances in any way, shape, or form?
Well, that's basically what we're all doing.
So it's a team effort now.
it's a team effort. You know, she's lucky she has five kids and everybody's pitching in.
Well, that's great. And I think it's great that you guys are all circling the wagons around mom, because that's the best way to transition her into this part of her life.
Right. Reluctantly.
Okay. And another way of dealing with something like this as well is you can put credit freezes on her credit files.
Okay.
And then, this might sound sneaky, but don't tell her the password.
Right.
And thus, anytime someone wants to issue her new credit, they come knocking at the door, the files are frozen, nothing happens, and you're in the driver's seat without having to go to all the rigmarole of a power of attorney.
Okay.
Just another way of dealing with a situation like this, if mom or dad is a little reluctant to give up power of attorney, but you still want to get in there and start closing the doors on creditors, that's another thing to think about.
Okay, great.
All right. I hope that works out for you, Joseph. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Who's numero uno at Marketplace Money? It's you, silly. Got a personal finance question? Drop us a line at marketplacemoney.org. Next week, tax expert Luis Barajas will join me to talk about forms, filings, and other such fun. Send in your letters. We'll try and link you up with some really good tax advice from Luis.